People in Dunblane, Scotland must have shuddered at the familiarity of Friday shootings. On March 13, 1996, 16 children and a beloved teacher were gunned down in the Dunblane School's gymnasium by a 43-year-old local man. One of the parents waiting in that horrible version of musical chairs where the only ones left standing know their child is not coming out said it was like waiting outside a coal mine after an accident. Andy Murray, the tennis star, was a student there. He remembers being told to take cover under a desk. The BBC's Scotland correspondent Colin Blaine joins us from Edinburgh. And Colin, our first thought was Dunblane. I'm assuming it was yours as well on Friday. How is the Newtown story resonating there?
Well, I think people there are extremely sympathetic because the parallels are uncanny. The kids were very, very similar in age in Dunblane. They were all 5 years old and one was six. I know that in Newtown, some of the youngsters are a little bit older than that, but essentially they're all children at that very innocent early stage of schooling. And they were shot by somebody who seems to have just lost the place altogether, someone who got in there with guns. It's the same thing in Dunblane. I know that one of the church ministers has been in touch already with people in Newtown saying, you know, if there's anything I can do, I've been through all this before. And I think looking back on that, although Dunblane is not necessarily a religious community, the church and the cathedral did provide a focus for people to gather around and try to make sense of what had happened.
Which you can't, because the shooter in Dunblane was a 43-year-old named Thomas Hamilton, four handguns, something like 700 rounds of ammunition. He killed himself after the slaughter. And in Andy Murray's book, Hitting Back, he talks about how he attended a youth group run by this man, how his mom sometimes gave him rides in the car. So this, as he said, it's weird to think you had a murderer in your car sitting next to your mom. You know, the same can be said in Newtown. People, you know, knew this young man. So it sounds as if in Dunblane have they made any sense of it?
I think one of the things that probably helped in Dunblane, apart from these national coming together, the business of the cathedral service being televised across Britain so that everybody in Britain was drawn into understanding what had happened, or at least to sharing in the grief. Apart from that, there was a very thorough public inquiry which was held just a few miles away from Dunblane and very soon afterwards in the town of Stirling. And local people, not everybody, but a good number of local people came along to listen to the detail of what had happened, of how this man Thomas Hamilton had acquired his weapons, of where he'd been trying to set up youth clubs, all of that. And I think for those people who were able to listen, it was an opportunity to go through the trauma. Sometimes you hear about advice from post-traumatic stress psychologists saying the best thing to do is to explore it, discuss it, go through it as soon afterwards as you can. And I think that the inquiry being held so quickly was a very good thing.
Well, so you're saying that helped some of the people who went to the hearings, because obviously we're going to have investigations here. And yet you write that 3 days after the shooting, the town said no more to the media and asked the television cameras to leave?
They asked them to pull back. It was, as in Newtown, a frenzy, really, of media attention. And it's understandable because, of course, the whole world was shocked, is shocked by what's happened. But in doing so, of course, that may add to the grief and the pain of those who feel that this is an intrusion.
Well, meanwhile, Mick North, who lost his daughter Sophie in the shootings, became an advocate for gun control. Something called the Snowdrop Campaign was begun. This is named after the little white flowers that start blooming that time of year. And gun laws were changed. How so?
Gun laws in Britain are pretty tight already. You wouldn't be allowed assault rifles, for example, but it was possible to acquire and have a license for handguns, particularly if you were a member of a gun club. You could have a handgun and keep it at home. That has now been outlawed. If you have a handgun, it would have to be kept in a secure place at the gun club. And the other thing that happened was there was a big tightening up of security at schools. It's very different now when I go to school,
sure,
to meet anybody over what it was like when I was at school myself. It's much tighter.
Well, it was here too, but, you know, obviously you can shoot your way into a place. But have gun deaths gone down because of the laws passed? I mean, a ban on the private ownership and use of handguns in all of Britain, that's pretty extraordinary.
You might think so, and I'm sure it feels that way in the States, but we don't have that long-standing tradition of gun ownership outside, really, of the farming community. Has it gone down? Well, in Scotland, over the last year, Scotland has a population of 5 million people, there were 5 fatal homicides by shooting. That's a rate of 1 per million, many, many, many times lower than in the United States. It tells us here, it suggests to us here that's the road we want to be going down. Yeah. I understand that others in the US feel that it's more important to bear arms to be able to resist gunmen. But gunmen are so rare in Britain, it's hard for them to get weapons, and that's the way that it works here. Yeah.
So tell us more about the kids. People are already wondering, how are these kids who survived, how are they ever going to grow? But then we see Andy Murray, you know, who becomes a tennis champion and in some ways changes the way Dunblane is looked at, so they're no longer the place where the massacre happened. So, you know, is the school, do the kids still go to the school? They're talking about raising the school here in Connecticut. Do kids talk decades later about, you know, does it haunt them? Can you give us a glimpse through Dunblane of how kids might be from Newtown?
The gymnasium where the shootings took place has been destroyed and replaced with a memorial garden. But the school itself has carried on. And I did hear talk at the time of an attempt to return to normality, to try to prevent this man, Thomas Hamilton, from causing too much change to the lives of everybody in Dunblane. I know, for example, when I would go along to watch Andy Murray when he was playing in his early career in the sports centre, which was paid for by money raised after the Dunblane massacre, there were kids there who had known him, there were kids there who'd been in the school when the shootings happened, and they seemed to be, healed is a difficult word, but they certainly seem to be leading pretty normal lives. And I think Dunblane, if it's done anything, it's remained rather an ordinary place. It's not a remarkable place now, perhaps, except that it has these two associations, one which is not much spoken of, and the other which is Andy Murray, and I think that has been a good thing.
The BBC's Scotland correspondent Colin Blaine speaking to us from Edinburgh. Colin, thank you so much.
You're most welcome. It was a pleasure to be with you.
So a total ban on handguns there. What might happen with gun laws here in the U.S. after an elementary school shooting? We'll pick that up after the latest news here and now.